The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Here we go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air Saturday, November 30th. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Danny Clayton. Hey, Rose, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your little field trip real quick.
I like that. That's good. Field trip. I was on a field trip.
Well, a lot of people think, you know, with what you do, it's like, that must be amazing. You're always traveling. And you aren't always traveling, but you're working for sure. But a trip like that was so you can get familiar with this brand new ship. Tell us what the ship was.
So it's Norwegian Cruise Line's newest and last ship in the breakaway class, as they call it. And it was called the Encore. It just mind-boggling. All I kept thinking was, man, kids would love this ship. They did allow a couple of people who must have been in their upper echelon of booking travel agencies to have their kids along, because everybody else was restricted to guests that were 18 and older. But I think their method there was, let the rest of the world see these kids enjoying the racetrack on board, the two mammoth water slides on board, and all the other kid activities, and get a feel for what kind of a demographic you might want to sell this particular ship to.
So this is Norwegian Cruise Lines. Better, people call it NCL, right? NCL.
Yep.
Was it a big ship? Is that where the trend is with these?
It is.
What now, do they have?
I think it's 5,000 passengers.
Normally, a ship like that, you have airplanes taking off from it. This is an aircraft carrier.
Well, you
That's
could.
A big ship.
You could. It absolutely is. So the way that this works is they bring in a number of people. There were inaugural sailings. So they built the ship in Europe. They sailed it across, and they had it in New York for a little bit. Then they repositioned it down in Miami, and that was another sailing for dignitaries and VIPs and that kind of a thing. And then they had an inaugural the first couple of days of the week of the 17th of November. And then the 21st was the actual christening. And I had an option to choose one or the other. And I chose the christening because Kelly Clarkson is the godmother of this ship. And I knew if she was christening it and coming to Miami, there was going to be a concert involved. And I was right. There
you
was.
You were right. Yeah. Wait. Godmother.
Godmother. So every ship has a godmother.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Has it been forever?
Forever. Absolutely.
Really?
And battleships have godmothers, and cruise ships have godmothers, and river cruise ships have godmothers. Yeah. Yep. And so you think you're going to see them take that big Magnum or even bigger, whatever that biggest bottle of champagne is, but you're actually indoors. And people were sort of saying, oh, I didn't know you liked country music. Well, I really wouldn't classify Kelly Clarkson as country music, probably.
Yeah, she's a hybrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever makes you stronger and heartbeat and those kinds of things. And she did a little 40-minute thing. And I actually was one of the smart people that rather than get off the ship and walk around the pier and gather up the free goodies that they were giving away, and the swag and the cocktails and the
snacks.
That
would have been a totally Wisconsin thing to do.
Well, that and very travel agent-y right. as well. Yeah. I said to my colleague, Colleen, let's get in there and get a seat. So we were 10 rows from the front.
Yeah. I did see your pictures, yeah.
Yeah. It looked pretty good. So it was pretty much fun. So the ship itself is gargantuan. I did have an opportunity to see the solo cabins. Remember, NCL came out on the Epic with the solo cabins, and now they've done that on all of their ships and will continue to do it. And it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. You do not have to stand at the end of the bed and dive in. You can actually walk on either side of the bed, but it is very, very small. But this is their concept, their idea of how to make it so that single travelers don't have to be penalized and pay a single supplement. So it was pretty cool. Your shower and your toilet are in your room. It's not a separate door that you walk into. I mean, there's a glass door, but they're in your room. So it's small, but man, it's a great idea, I think, for people who are traveling solo.
I saw no pictures of that on your Facebook.
Well, you know what? They had 10 cabins that we could see.
Okay.
And the configuration of these, I always say to people, you know, I'm going to take some pictures, but the website and their brochures do them much more justice than my little camera ever could.
So I'm looking at a picture of the Norwegian Cruise Line Encore, the brand new ship that Rose was on. And normally, when I think of cruise ships, I think of like just a bunch of portholes, but these are windows. There must be 7 floors of windows.
Right. So they're getting better and better about actually offering more balconies because people are asking for a balcony. And I was very fortunate to have a balcony cabin. And again, there are certain people that say, I don't care. I'm never going to be in my cabin. But by the same token, it was pretty darn nice to be able to open up that patio door. And I had an aft balcony. So I was on the very, very, very back of the ship. And so I had a little wider balcony and really enjoyed that immensely.
Fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
right.
Nice ship, great family. Itinerary is going to be, the winter is going to be Miami in the Caribbean. And then in April, it's going to go up and do some Bermuda and some fall foliage. And then in the winter, it'll go back again. So
cool looking ship. Nice. Okay. If you get a chance, folks, look it up online. Norwegian Cruise Line Encore. That's the brand new one. So let's talk travel. We got a whole hour with Rose. Our number is 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. People like to call and they ask about, I don't know, hey, what about Costa Rica? What about South America? What about Dominican Republic? Should I go to Jamaica? And then Europe. You know, the river cruising thing is just picking up huge steam. So let's talk about that today on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:17 at WTMJ, the WTMJ 5-day forecast. Let's see, got a winter weather advisory till noon today for Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Washington, and Dodge counties. You drove through all that stuff. What'd you see?
Nothing much, actually. It was light rain, nothing. I left a few minutes early because I was a little bit worried about it, and I didn't need to.
That's so Dutch of you.
Thank you.
Chance of wintry mix. Windy, rainy today, 39. Breezy tonight, heavy rain at times, down to 36. Morning rain tomorrow, then rain changes to snow in the afternoon. About an inch in Milwaukee, 2 to 4 inches possible north of Milwaukee. High today of 38. I'm sorry, tomorrow of 38, and we're sitting at 35 degrees at WTMJ. Let's head to the phones. Let's talk to Lisa in Hales Corners. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. So question is in regard to travel with my siblings. So the 55 to 70 type crowd, some with some mobility issues, looking for some warm weather area to go here in the U.S. preferably. And again, things to do that are active or that we can do together, yet understanding there may be some mobility issues.
Well, there's actually a company that I use when we have people that go to Alaska with our company that need help renting a scooter, and it's called Scootaround. And actually, they have listed some of the cities in the U.S. that are more suited to people who have limited mobility issues and what to do if you do decide that you do, in fact, have to rent one of their devices so that you can make that easy. And actually, interestingly enough, on their website, three that I find kind of intriguing are San Diego, San Antonio, and Daytona Beach.
Huh.
Yeah. So okay. That's kind of, it says it gives you the right mix of adventure and relaxation. So what time of the year are you going? I mean, what month are you hoping for?
Trying to do winter, so February or March, probably, maybe end of February, beginning of March.
Well, and here's the thing. Do you have any golfers in your group?
Some.
Okay.
Some.
So anybody love baseball by any chance?
Definitely.
Okay. You may want to consider spring training because that is actually an area where the demographic lends itself to people who have mobility issues. And so they are very cognizant of that. And probably that city is, again, on the list. And Phoenix is a city that is known to be able to handle that a little bit better.
Okay, all right, so, that's helpful. That was one thing we were considering. We've been to San Antonio, so...
Yeah, so the cool part about that is everybody can kind of do their own thing. The golfers can do the golfing. The baseball fans can do the baseball thing. Going to the baseball game, as long as you leave a little early, very, very accessible. You can drop people with mobility issues off right at the entrance and then go park and come back. And it's got ramps and all of that because, of course, it's in the U.S. It has to be compliant. So, yeah, that might be a consideration.
Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks.
Good. All right. Thanks so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Lisa. I appreciate that. Our number, 414-799-1620. Back at a Mortgage Talk and text line. Somebody just texted in there at work. They can't call. So we will talk about Puerto Vallarta after the break. Stand by for that. It's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
923 WTMJ, 35 degrees, Fox World Travel Show on the air. We're open at 414-799-1620. That is the Accurate Mortgage Talk and text line. Sean in Watertown texted in. Sorry, I'm at work, can't call in. I'm going to be in Puerto Vallarta in February, wondering if there's any must-sees or hidden gems that you know of. And again, that's Mexico?
Yeah, so yeah, okay. It's a little tricky because just like in the Cancun area where they went south and created what is now known as the Riviera Maya, Puerto Vallarta has expanded a great deal over the last 30 plus years. They are not only downtown Puerto Vallarta, which is fabulous, they then broadened out and developed the marina area, and then they went even farther and made it into what they now call the Riviera Nayarit. And that is kind of a horseshoe-shaped beach area. And then you go up to Punta Mita, where there's a little piece of land that sticks out, and you can even go around that. So it's a little tricky to give people advice dependent upon where they're staying. Now, if you're staying in the Riviera Nayarit area, there is a fabulous area called Bucerías. And here you can do zip lining and you can do snorkeling and you can do ATV rides and you can do all kinds of fun, active things. If you're going to go into town, definitely the Malecón, which is sort of the walking, promenade, shopping type area, is where you want to hang out. All my friends who love Puerto Vallarta will tell you, you have to go to town because even if you're staying at an all-inclusive, that is the shopping, that is the no-name bars, that is the fun people-watching kind of area of the adventure. And then Our Lady of Guadalupe is in that area, and that's another place that you're going to want to go and visit. So, and again, so many adventures, so many different things that you can do if you're looking for that kind of a thing. And then arts and culture, very much a Mexican type destination where you can learn more about the people by going to several of the museums and cultural areas that they have as well. But Bucerías if you're looking for some adventure, Malecón if you're looking for shopping and food.
How often do your groups go off and shop? Do people shop on vacation?
Like crazy.
Yeah, really?
Like crazy, yeah.
Because there's stores that they haven't seen or they're better deals?
Because they want handcrafted items, for example, or you can only buy a particular type of tequila at local shops.
Oh.
Infused tequila is the new fun thing now. So jalapeno and other peppers and herbs and things, infused tequila.
If you like that kind of stuff, tequila is a delight. I mean, there's so many different kinds of tequila, sipping tequila.
And that's many, many times when you go to any destination in Mexico, one of the excursions that they will offer will actually be a tequila factory or distillery where you can learn about what it's made out of and that kind of thing. And even on site, if they're trying to sell a particular type of tequila, they'll have tequila tastings. Very common.
Which, you know what that leads to?
Mm-hmm.
Dancing.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. 414-799-1620 is our number. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I give you that joke, but we'd lose our license. So, I mean, it's just about who it makes people dance, right?
Yeah. There you go.
So, there you go. All right. So, let's see. Here we are sitting. It's almost December. Somebody has snoozed and still wants to get out of town for some time in the next 3 months?
Yeah.
They can do it?
Yeah, they can. It's not impossible. It's absolutely not impossible. But flexibility is the key. And when I say flexibility, I don't mean, well, we can leave on March 20th in the morning or the afternoon. That's not flexible enough. You may have all heard that I was very excited when I learned that there were some great deals going on our November sale, which ended on the 21st of November, but there are still some opportunities for you to grab out there. And I realized that going out of Rockford, Illinois was an option, and the prices were significantly lower than going out of O'Hare.
And you're doing that,
my
right?
My whole family's going to Costa Rica.
You yourself. All right. Rockford's not bad.
No.
That's, no, yeah. No.
It used to be free parking. I think it might be $4 now or something like
that.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah, so I'm very excited. It's a first for me. I've never flown out of Rockford, so that's what's happening in March.
Well, as an experienced traveler, I actually have. I don't know how. Oh, I know what it was. My sister was living near the Quad Cities, and I think, oh, no, scratch that. It was this Quad Cities Airport. All right. Yeah, but Rockford's, it's not bad. What is it? Hour and a half from here?
It's not going to be any bigger of a hassle to get to than O'Hare. So
yeah.
I'm very excited about this. So.
And as you know, folks, Rose don't.
No, I don't.
Rose don't like do multiple hops.
I'm not a big connecting. I had to make some connections on this last trip in Atlanta.
No. How did you do it?
Not only did I do it well, I did it very expeditiously, and there were no problems whatsoever. But yeah, if you can get a direct flight, why not? That's my motto.
Okay.
Right?
All right. So you did the November thing. I see that there were some Black Friday travel deals. There's all sorts of things, and we do recommend head to foxworldtravel.com. When you first arrive there, you're going to see business travel and you're going to see vacation travel, because Fox World Travel does both. If you're a business, if you're somebody that has to book your people around the country, why not leave it to a professional? Because the same thing is going to happen. If there's any issues, you've got a travel professional going to bat for you rather than your person out in the field having to navigate that.
And there are some amazing perks. They've got flight trackers that can tell you where anybody in your company is at any given time. And it's all about travel management when we talk about business travel. It's not the sexy side of our company, but it definitely is a big part of our company.
You've heard of load management. Now there's travel management.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 35 degrees. I'm Danny Clayton on the Fox World Travel Show. Star of the show is back, ladies and gentlemen, Rose Gray.
Nice.
She was doing a little preview on the NCL Norwegian Cruise Line Encore, which is this really spectacular ship. She is back. When you were gone, Tricia and some others were in and part of the Disney Dream Team, and we talked a little bit about this Wine and Walt, right?
Wine and Walt.
Is it Walt?
So
yeah,
we've really never had to limit our capacity before, because we could always just put more chairs in. But we want to try to make this more comfortable, and we know that people are going to be taking notes, and so we wanted to set it up in a configuration where there would be tables, and so we really are limited on space. So if you are considering joining us for Wine and Walt on December 10th in Pewaukee at Ingleside, and Ingleside Hotel is the old Country Springs, for those of you who don't know that it changed, and we are just going to have a ball. Our dream team is going to be there. And now I listened to the show because Sean, our producer, is kind enough to send it to me so we can post it on Facebook and other social outlets. And this was Kimberly, who is one of our dream team people. Our dream team went to Disney World just the week before she was on and ran their little legs off. And some of those people have been to Disney 30 times, but they keep going back because something new is always happening at Disney, and they want to be on the cutting edge. They want to know what's going on. So if you have ever thought about doing Disney, pulled up the website, felt extremely overwhelmed and didn't even know how to begin, I invite you to the show on the 10th of December. I'm going to be there. I'm a walking testimonial for why you would want to use this dream team, because I used them last year for my trip to Disney. The Frank, our representative from Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, all things Disney is going to be there. And our Disney Dream Team, and they are the stars of the show. They are the ones that are going to be there so that you can talk to them and ask questions that are pertinent to your family situation.
That is a six-person team.
Yeah.
I mean, they live, breathe, everything. They're crazy about it.
They are crazy about it. And there are some Disney aficionados out there that I know are saying, I've done this on my own. It's not that complicated. It's not even so much about the complication. It's about you don't know what you don't know. You don't know the new stuff. You don't know the new Star Wars thing that's out. You don't know fast passes. You don't know how to get Disney dining. They know all of that. And so those are the things we're pretty much going to focus on: Disney World in Orlando, a little Disneyland, and a little Disney cruising.
Yeah. Now, can anybody sell you a Disney package? Yes. Is everybody an authorized Disney vacation planner? No. So, and that's what Fox World Travel is. They've got a team dedicated to this, so they're going to be out there. Let's get back to the evening. That happens on
December 10th. Right.
So it's a week from Tuesday.
And you might understand by the name Wine and Walt, there might be beverages served.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But here's the big thing. In the past, they've asked for RSVPs. But this time, this thing needs reservations.
Right.
Right?
Yep, because we really do have to limit it. And so people who show up without reservations may have an opportunity to stand in the back or something. But we really are asking for reservations so that we can have the table set up and the refreshments planned and everything much more organized. So when we do these in big venues where we can just add rows of chairs, it's a different animal. So this time we're really looking for RSVPs, and we're going to cap it. And as we approach that deadline, you may find out that we are sold out. I may be here next week telling you we're sold out. Mm. So, and sold out is funny because it's free.
Yeah.
So we're full.
Sure.
Is a better way.
We just want to do it right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Because Disney does everything right. Every time I do go to Disney, and trust me, I don't go as much as many folks, but overwhelms me that Disney does it right. Disney does everything right.
Well, I think any vacation is an investment. And if you're going to take everybody, and it's you and your family, and if it's kids or if it's grandkids, you might as well do it right, because you know what? You're writing a check for it. And we know that that's a commitment. So why not make it perfect, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Back in a bit, we got some text questions to get to. If you got any calls, 414-799-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray at WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ, 35 degrees. Got a winter weather advisory till noon for Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Washington, and Dodge counties. There you go. The stuff has pretty much moved through, but I want to mention it because it is official from the TMJ4 Weather Center. All right, it's 35 degrees. Let's go to Waukesha. That's where Sandra is. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
My husband and I booked a Black Friday deal through Fox World Travel.
Good.
For a 7-day trip to Cozumel in late December and part of January. And we're taking our two adult sons, they're 19 and 22. And we're just wondering, what are some things to do on the island other than staying at our resort? We're staying at the Secret.
Oh, fabulous resort on top of it. Whoa. So it will be hard for you to leave that resort because it's so beautiful and there's so much going on. But Cozumel is actually one of those places where it's easy to get on and off the resort, and it's easy to get around. San Miguel is the capital city, and there's a lot going on in San Miguel. If you do any research, you're going to see that Cozumel is a very, very big player in the world of snorkeling and scuba diving.
Okay.
That there are people that go there exclusively to do that. It's almost always listed in one of the top 10 places in the world to go snorkeling. If you look at a map and you see that it is directly across from the mainland of Mexico, there's a reef that goes between in the water between those two bodies of land. And so that is actually the longest living coral reef. People say, what about the Great Barrier Reef? It has dead spots, so therefore it's not really the longest living coral reef. And so the snorkeling there is absolutely outstanding. You can also do things like rent motor scooters and rent ATVs and do things at the national park and do things and go all the way around the island. The island itself is not that big, so you can do that as well. Again, hanging out downtown is probably one of my favorite things to do in Cozumel San Miguel. And if you feel so inclined, you can take a ferry from Cozumel over to the mainland, and then you're right there at Playa del Carmen.
Okay.
So lots going on, lots of water activities, great beaches, great water.
And the boys haven't told you, but they probably plan on meeting girls from Canada.
Probably.
Mom, Dad, we're going to go out for a little bit. Is that okay? Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, and the resort itself, Secrets is a great resort, and the food there is great, and the entertainment there is great. So lots going on in the resort as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Have thanks, fun. Sandra. Thank
yeah.
you.
And thanks for using that Black Friday sale.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go right
yeah,
there.
I know. That marketing team, they're so smart.
Yeah. Text question. Rose, you've talked about this in the past. Would packing cubes make a good Christmas gift? And if so, what size? I have no idea what to buy.
I go with the 3-cube size. So there's a small one, and then there's a medium size, and then a rather large one. And packing cubes are the way to go.
If Why? You,
because it makes, for example, I flew into Miami early, a day early, so that I could get on the ship, because we could start embarking upon the ship as early as 10 in the morning. And no flights got in early enough. And I didn't want to run the risk at this time of the year of missing it. Something we suggest for many people who are sailing out of Fort Lauderdale and Miami and other warm ports in the wintertime to go a day early. But in any event, so I had one packing cube that just had my stuff in it for the next day when I was going to change and board the ship. All the rest of my cruise clothes were in the big packing cube that I was just going to either put on a shelf in the cabin or actually hang things up. But then I just opened up that cube that morning, and I didn't have to dig through a suitcase to find what it was I was going to wear. Everything I was going to wear was right in that medium-sized cube for day one.
Mm, okay. Do you have a brand at all? Or
I don't think it does. E-bags, I've been scolded by a couple of people that said I shouldn't be using the term e-bags, because that's like calling tissues Kleenex. I make the mistake of calling packing cubes e-bags.
Is that a brand?
It is a brand.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
Brand. Right. And that's the brand I have, and they're 5 years old, and they've served me well.
Oh, sure. I'm on ebags.com, and $30 for 6 pieces.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, they're very flimsy. I don't want anybody to get the idea. They call them cubes, and then we think of a structure that's got walls or sides. They're very flimsy. You know, your clothes are what make them into a cube. By folding and stacking your clothes inside of them, that's what makes that a cube.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Okay. And then Eagle Creek is another one. Somebody just texted in Eagle Creek. Yeah. Bags are very good. So
I think the trend caught on, and people are making them all over the place.
Yeah,
so,
got it.
Do a little research and figure it out. But, man, I love those things.
That's a good gift.
For a traveler. And speaking of that, I don't want to tip my hand here too much, but if you listen in at 4:20, on Monday, I'm going to be joining John Mercure and the gang and talk about the best gifts for the travelers on your list.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's Monday?
That's Monday at 4:20.
All right. Wisconsin's Afternoon News with John Mercure right here at WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You sure are. It's 9:53 at WTMJ, 35 degrees. Another reminder, December 10th, that is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
The Wine and Walt Evening at the Ingleside Hotel. Fox World Travel has a 6-person super squad called the Disney Dream Team. They know everything that you need to know about Disney and the way to do it right. And this is a big presentation. This is a rare bird, because normally we ask for RSVPs to this. You need a reservation for this. So if you are serious about going to Disney and doing it right, you need to be at Wine and Walt Evening. That is Tuesday, December 10th at the Ingleside, the Old Country Springs in Pewaukee. Details at foxworldtravel.com. Did I summarize it pretty well?
Better than I could have.
Thank
Continue,
you.
Sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that's all I got. Text questions. We were just talking about Cozumel, and somebody said, look up the Cozumel Pearl Farm. So what is that?
I guess you go diving for pearls, huh? I don't know. I never did it, but that sounds like something fun to do. Do you get to keep the pearls?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't farm. Well, okay. Anyway, good morning, Rose. Do you have any suggestions for great hotels in Amsterdam?
Well, I do. There's a couple of them that are considered to be, I would say, five-star type luxury hotels. I like to try to stay in what would be considered the downtown area because you can do some serious walking in Amsterdam as long as you are careful of the killer bikes.
I got to tell you, a buddy of mine just came back from Amsterdam, and he is a serious cyclist. And he said, I mean, really top-notch, like, racer cyclist. He says it was intimidating, the bike culture in Amsterdam.
I can't stress enough how careful you have to be. They absolutely have the right of way. I am not kidding around. They will run you over without blinking an eye. I don't know that it's intentional. I think they are en masse and they are a huge force to be reckoned with. I have talked to people. I have seen bike rental tours that you can do, and I've toyed with the idea of doing this, and I'm always frightened because I think I'm going to be a casualty, because I think not only do they run over pedestrians, but they probably, like, you know, the buffalo who how does that go? The one that can't keep up is the one that,
right.
That's me. I'm going to be, yeah. So it, all things considered, I haven't done it yet, but
and these are your people.
These are my people, and they're ruthless when it comes to bicycle riding. So
hotels.
I like to try to stay there. Yes.
Yeah,
so
you off track,
Sofitel in Ip is a very good one, and within walking distance. There is also one called, I think it's the Milk House. Hopefully I'm saying that right. That's one of the luxury hotels that's from that area that we absolutely adore and love. Pretty much if you would look at city center, you're going to find the hotels. And then something that we should also probably mention is that if you give a call to 866-GO-FOX-GO and let one of our agents help you, on occasion, we have resources whereby we can book these at the rates that you're seeing online that require non-refundability at a refundable rate. Mm. So you may want to check that out as well.
Okay. Text question, does Fox World Travel give gift certificates?
That is such a great question. And that is something I'm going to be talking to John McCree about on Monday at 4:20.
Oh, I keep burying the lead. I'm sorry.
It's okay, because here's the thing. It would be great if you would hand somebody an envelope and it would say, you are leaving on Norwegian Cruise Lines Encore on February 17th. And it's all done and paid for. That's great. But did you check to make sure that these people can actually travel at that time?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So we always tell everybody, give a gift certificate. They can use it for whatever it is they want to do. Maybe you don't want to cover the entire cost of that NCL cruise, but maybe you just wanted to give them a portion of it. That's the best way to do it. So we say that about everything. You can buy airline gift certificates. You can buy hotel gift certificates. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it, but to have somebody pigeonholed into a vacation and you may not know for sure that they can go on that vacation is the worst thing ever.
It's kind of cool. We had a call earlier, I think it was Sandra, who said that she actually, they got their, it must be their holiday gift to themselves through their Friday, the Black Friday sale.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So you look online and you say, you know what, let's not give one another gifts this year. How about we really do just book this trip? Or let's take everybody on a Disney cruise. Or whatever.
Which is way better, because in the past, when like our washing machine has died, Suzanne and I will look at each other and we'll get the new washing machine and be like, okay, that's our Christmas gift. This is way better.
Yeah.
Go to Cozumel.
Anything good about that at all.
Do something else. All right, Rose, just back from the NCL Encore, brand new ship, Norwegian Cruise Line, thumbs up, right? River Travel, thumbs up. And if you need thumbs up on travel, definitely go to foxworldtravel.com. You'll see business, you'll see vacation travel. They do both. And travel is your game, my friend.
Thank you very much. And remember, our office is open in about 2 minutes.
There you go.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.